Amen. This subject today is going to be taken from Psalms 81. Today is January 17, 2017, or 2018. It is Shabbat 1, 2021. We will start our first service on the New Moon Sabbath. There's a garden where Yahshua is waiting. There's a place that is wondrously fair. For it glows with the light of His presence. It's a beautiful garden of prayer. Oh, the beautiful garden, the garden of prayer. Oh, the beautiful garden of prayer. There my Savior awaits, and He opens the gates to the beautiful garden of prayer. There's a garden where Yahshua is waiting, and I go with my burden and care. Just to learn from His lips words of comfort in the beautiful garden of prayer. Oh, the beautiful garden, the garden of prayer. Oh, the beautiful garden of prayer. There my Savior awaits. And He opens the gate to the beautiful garden of prayer. There's a garden where Yahshua is waiting, and He bids you to come meet Him there. Just to go and receive all His blessings in the beautiful garden of prayer. For the beautiful garden, the garden of prayer. For the beautiful garden of prayer. Then I send you away, and He opens the gate to the beautiful garden of prayer. Now I'll get right on into our main subject. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon. We have a trumpet, but we can't blow it, so we just have to pretend we're blowing the trumpet today. We're going to get back to where we can do it again. Yahweh, Lord bless. In Psalms 81, it says, sing aloud unto Yahweh, our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the Yahweh of Jacob. Take the psalms and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this are the statutes for Israel, and the law of the Elohim of Jacob. Now this He ordained in Joseph for a testimony when He went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. Psalms 114, verse 1. There's a cross reference to that. Okay, let's see if we can get there. When Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob, from a people of strange language, Judah was his sanctuary, and Israel his dominion. Let's go back to Psalms 81, verse 6. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou callest in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee, O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me, there shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Yashir thy Messiah, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would not of me. So I gave them up unto their own harsh lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways. I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of Yahshua should have submitted themselves unto him, but their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat, and with honey out of the rock should I have satisfied thee. Okay, that's the end of Psalms 81. Let's go check on our next one. 1 Samuel 20:5, and David said unto Jonathan, Behold, tomorrow is the new moon, and I should not fail to sit with the king at meat. But let me go, that I may hide myself in the field unto the third day at even. Let's now go to First Samuel 20:18. And Jonathan said to David, Tomorrow is the new moon, and thou shalt be missed, because thy seat will be empty. Verse 24, so David hid himself in the field, and when the new moon was come, the king sat him down to eat meat. 2 Kings 4:23. And he said, Wherefore wilt thou go to him? Today it is neither new moon nor Sabbath. And he said, It shall be well. Blow the trumpet and the new moon in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. Okay, I just read that one. That's in Psalms 81:3. Isaiah 6:23. And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come to worship before me, saith the Yahshua. Thus saith Yahshua Messiah, that gave the inner court that looketh toward the east shall be shut the sixth working day, but on the Sabbath it shall be open, and in the day of the new moon it shall be open. Ezekiel 46:6. And in the day of the new moon it shall be a young bullock without blemish, and six lambs and a ram. It shall be without blemish. That's in Ezekiel 46:6. And the 8:5. Saying, When will the new moon be gone, that we may sell corn, and the Sabbath, that we may set forth wheat, making the ephah small, the shekel great, and falsifying the balances by deceit? Colossians 2:16. Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink, on respect of a holy day, or of the new moon, or of the Sabbath day. In Colossians 2:16. Now, let's go to Leviticus 23. Let's read about another law for the new moon. Let's go read about the law for the new moon. That would be in verse 24. It says, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, in the first day of the month, the first day, that's what today is, today is the first month, first day of the 11th solar month, Shebat. Lunar month and the 11th solar month. Okay, this is the beginning of the 11th one. Called Shebat. Okay. So in Leviticus 23:24, it says, speak unto the children of Israel in the seventh month. This is the month when you have the atonement. And the first day of the month shall you have a Sabbath. That's your new moon Sabbath. A memorial of blowing of trumpets and holy convocation. You shall do no servile work then, but you shall offer an offering made by fire unto Yahshua. And Yahshua spake unto Moses, saying, also on the tenth day of the seventh month, there shall be a day of atonement. There shall be and holy convocation unto you. You shall fix yourselves and offer an offering made before unto Yahshua. And you shall do no servile, no work in that same day. For the day of the atonement. That's on the tenth day of the seventh month. To make an atonement for you before the Yahshua, your Messiah. Not before the Yahweh, your Elohim, actually. Because he's in the most holy place on the Day of Atonement. That's where Yahshua takes our petitions and our offerings before the Father on the Day of Atonement. In the most holy place, he opens up the inner court, makes it one room, and the Son gathers the altar and he puts it before the Ark of the Covenant in the most holy place. And then he takes incense from off the altar. And the prayers of the saints, and he offers both of them together on the Day of Atonement. And that's what gets remission of sins and pardon by the Father. So it says in Leviticus 23:29, for whatsoever soul it be that shall not be afflicted in that same day, he shall be cut off from among his people. Whatsoever soul it be that doeth any work in that same day, the same soul will I destroy from among his people. You shall do no manner of work. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generation and all your dwelling. It shall be unto you a Sabbath of rest. And you shall afflict your souls in the ninth day of the month at even. From even unto even shall you celebrate your Sabbath. And Yahshua spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, in the 15th day of this seventh month shall be the Feast of Tabernacles. That's a holy day. For 7 days unto Yahshua. On the first day, that's the 15th day, the first day of the Feast of Tabernacles, shall be an holy convocation, the Sabbath. You shall do no servile work therein. 7 days you shall offer an offering made by fire unto Yahshua. On the eighth day shall be an holy convocation unto you, and you shall offer an offering made by fire unto Yahshua. It is a solemn assembly. And you shall do no servile work therein. These are the feasts of Yahshua which you shall proclaim to be holy convocation, to offer an offering made by fire unto Yahshua, a burnt offering and a meat offering, a sacrifice and drink offering, everything upon his day. Besides the Sabbath of Yahshua, besides your gifts and besides all your vows and besides all your free will offering, which you give unto Yahshua. Also on the 15th day of the seventh month, and ye have gathered in the fruit of the land, ye shall keep a feast unto Yahshua 7 days, and on the first day shall be a Sabbath. And on the eighth day shall be a Sabbath. And ye shall take ye on the first day the boughs of goodly tree branches of palm trees, and boughs of thick branches of thick tree, and willows of the brook. And ye shall be Joseph for Yahshua the Messiah 7 days. And ye shall keep it a feast unto the Yahshua 7 days in the year. It shall be a statute forever and your generations. Ye shall celebrate it on the seventh month. Ye shall dwell in booths 7 days. All that are Israelite born shall dwell in booths, that your generations may know that I made the children of Israel to dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am the Yahweh your Elohim, or Yahshua your Messiah, your Redeemer, your Deliverer, your King. And Moses declared unto the children of Israel the feast of the Yahweh. Let's start with Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 1 again. They say, if a man put away his wife and she go from him and become another man, shall he return unto her again? Shall not that man be greatly polluted? But thou hast played the harlot with many lovers, yet return again to me, saith Yahshua. Okay, Deuteronomy 24:1-4 gives us a little insight on that divorce situation. It says, when a man had taken a wife and married her, and it came to pass that she found no favor in his eyes because he hath found some uncleanness in her, then let him write her a bill of divorcement and give it in her hand and send her out of his house. And when she departed out of his house, she may go and be another man's wife. And if the latter husband hate her and write her a bill of divorcement and give it in her hand and sends her out of his house, or if the latter husband die, which took her to be his wife, her former husband, which sent her away, may not take her again to be his wife, after that she is defiled. So that is abomination before the Yahshua. And thou shalt not cause the land to sin, which the Yahshua thy Elohim giveth thee for an inheritance. Okay, we'll go back to now Jeremiah. So how important is it to keep yourself clean so you don't pollute the land and cause the land to sin? I just read it there. By our actions, we can cause the land to sin because of that land has been sanctified for Yahweh's holy people. Lift up thine eyes and to the high place, and see where thou hast not been aligned with, and the ways hast thou set for them as the Arabian in the wilderness, and thou hast polluted the land with thy whoredoms and with thy wickedness. Therefore the showers have been withholden, and there hath been no latter rain, and thou hast a whore's forehead, and thou refusest to be ashamed. Jeremiah 6:15 gives a little insight. Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? Nay, they were not at all ashamed, neither could they blush. Therefore they shall fall among them that fall at the time that I visit them. They shall be cast down, saith the Yahshua. Let's go on back now to verse 4, Jeremiah 3. Wilt thou not from this time cry unto me, my father? Thou art the God of my youth. Will he reserve his anger forever? Will he keep it unto the end? Wherefore, behold, thou hast spoken, and done evil things as thou couldest. The Yahweh said also unto me in the days of Josiah the king, hast thou seen that which backsliding Israel hath done? She is gone up upon every high mountain and under every green tree, and there has played the harlot. Okay. And I said, if she had done all these things, turn thou unto me. But she returned not, and her treacherous sister Judah saw it. And I saw when for all the causes whereby backsliding Israel committed adultery, I had put her away and given her a bill of divorce. Yet her treacherous sister Judah feared not, but went and played the harlot also. And this is talking about Davidia today. This is Judah today, the Davidian world. We were part of that Gilead Center. Okay. And it came to pass through the lightness of her whoredom as she defiled the land and committed adultery with stones and with stocks. And yet for all this, her treacherous sister Judah had not turned unto me with her whole heart, but faintly said to Yahshua. Yahshua said unto me, the backsliding Israel hath justified herself more than treacherous Judah. Go and proclaim these words toward the north and say, return thou backsliding Israel, saith Yahshua, and I will not cause my anger to fall upon you. For I am merciful, saith Yahshua, and I will not keep anger forever. Only acknowledge thine iniquity, that thou hast transgressed against Yahshua, thy Savior, and hast scattered thy ways unto the strangers, under every green tree, and ye have not obeyed my voice, saith Yahshua. Turn, O backsliding children, said Yahshua, for I am married unto you, and I will take you one of a city unto a family, and I will bring you unto Zion. And I will give you pastors according unto mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. And it shall come to pass, when you be multiplied and increased in the land, in those days, saith Yahshua, they shall say no more, the ark of the covenant of Yahshua. Neither shall it come to pass, mine. Neither shall they remember it. Neither shall they visit it. Neither shall that be done anymore. But at that time they shall call Yahrushim the throne of the Yahshua, and all the nations shall be gathered unto it, unto the name of Yahshua, unto Yahrushim. Neither shall they walk any more after the imagination of their evil heart. In those days the house of Judah shall walk with the house of Israel, and they shall come together out of the land of the north, unto the land that I have given for an inheritance unto your fathers. But I said, how shall I put thee among the children and give thee a pleasant land, a goodly heritage of the host of nations? And I said, thou shalt call me my father and shalt not turn away from me. Surely, as a wife treacherously departed from her husband, so have you dealt treacherously with me, O house of Israel, saith Yahshua. A voice was heard upon the high places, weeping and supplications of the children of Israel, for they have perverted their way, and they have forgotten Yahshua, their Savior. Return, ye backsliding children, and I will heal your backsliding. Behold, we come unto thee, for thou art the Yahshua, our Savior. Okay. Hosea 6:1 talks about that. Let's look at that. Daniel Hosea. Hosea 6:1. It says, "Come and let us return unto Yahshua, for he hath torn and he will heal us. He hath smitten and he will bind us up. After 2 days will he revive us. In the third day he will raise us up, and we shall live in his sight. Then shall we know, if we follow on to know that Yahshua, his going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter rain, and the former rain, unto the earth." Okay, let's go now back to Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 23. "Truly in vain is salvation hoped for from the hills and from the multitude of mountains. Truly, and Yahshua, our Savior, is the salvation of Israel." Okay, Jeremiah 17:4 gives us a little information on that. It says, and thou, even thyself, shalt discontinue from thine heritage that I gave thee, and I will cause thee to serve thine enemies in the land which thou knowest not. For you have kindled a fire in mine anger, which shall burn forever." Now that's bad for Judah to do a thing like that, and that's exactly what happened down at Kermit. They finally kindled a fire in Yahshua's anger. And it was forever, because when the judgment came, they didn't repent and come through the judgment, so he gave them one last opportunity, and they wouldn't do it. Okay, so let's go back now to verse 24, Jeremiah 3. "For shame hath devoured the labor of our fathers from our youth, their flocks and their herds, their sons and their daughters. We lie down in our shame, and our confusion covers us. For we have sinned against Yahshua our Savior, we and our fathers, from our youth, even unto this day, and have not obeyed the voice of the Yahweh our Elohim." Ezra 9:7. "Since the days of our fathers have we been in great trespass unto this day, and for our iniquities have we, our kings and our priests, been delivered into the hand of the kings of the lands, unto the sword, to captivity, and to a spoil, and to confusion of faith, as it is this day." Okay, that's Ezra 9:7. 2 Chronicles 29:6 gives us a little information on that. 2 Chronicles 29:6. It says, "For our fathers have trespassed and done that which was evil in the eyes of Yahweh or Elohim, and have forsaken him, and have turned away their faces from the habitation of the Yahshua, and turned their backs." Okay. Verse 7, "Also they have shut up the doors of the porch, and put out the lamps, and have not burned incense, nor offered burnt offerings in the holy place unto the Yahweh of Israel. Wherefore the wrath of the Yahshua was upon Judah and Jerusalem," and this is the son, "and he hath delivered them to trouble, to astonishment, and to hissing, as you see with your eyes. For lo, our fathers have fallen by the sword, and our sons and our daughters and our wives are in captivity for this." Let's go back now to Jeremiah. We're in Jeremiah chapter 4 now. Verse 1, "If thou wilt return, O Israel, saith Yahshua, return unto me." And "if thou wilt put away thine abominations out of my sight, then shalt thou not remove. And thou shalt swear, Yahshua liveth in the truth, in judgment, and in righteousness. and the nations shall bless themselves in him, and in him shall they glory. For this Yeshua saith Yeshua unto the men of Judah and Jerusalem, break up your fallow ground, and sow not among thorns. Circumcise yourselves unto the Yeshua, and take away the foreskin of your heart, ye men of Judah, and inhabitants of Jerusalem, lest my fury come forth like fire, and burn that none can quench it, because of the evils of your doing. Declare ye in Judah, and publish in Jerusalem, and say, blow ye the trumpet in the land. Cry, gather together, and say, assemble yourselves, and let us go into the defense cities. Set up the standard toward Zion. Retire, stay not, for I will bring evil from the north and a great destruction. The lion has come up from his thicket, and the destroyer of the Gentiles is on his way. And the destroyer of the Gentiles is on his way. But did you know what? That Donald Trump is a destroyer of the Gentiles. And he's in full swing right now on that. He is gone forth from his place to make thy land desolate. And thy cities shall be laid waste without an inhabitant. For this gird you with sackcloth, lament and howl, for the fierce anger of the Yeshua is not turned back from us. And it shall come to pass at that day, saith the Yeshua, that the heart of the king shall perish, and the heart of the princes, and the priest shall be astonished, and the prophets shall wonder. Then said I, oh, Yahweh Elohim, surely thou hast greatly deceived this people and Jerusalem, saying, you shall have peace, whereas the sword reaches unto the soul. At that time shall it be said unto this people and to Jerusalem, a dry wind of the high places in the wilderness, for the daughter of my people, not to fan, nor to cleanse, even a full wind from these places shall come unto me. Now also will I give a sentence against them. Behold, he shall come up as clouds, and his chariot shall be as a whirlwind. His horses are swifter than eagles. Woe unto us, for we are spoiled. O Jerusalem, wash thine heart from wickedness, that thou mayest be saved. So that's verse 14, Jeremiah 4. How long shalt thy vain thoughts lodge within thee? For a voice declareth from Dan, and publishes affliction from Mount Ephraim. Make ye mention unto the nations, behold, published against Jerusalem, that watchers come from a far country and give out their voice against the cities of Judah. As keepers of the field are they against her round about, because she hath been rebellious against me, saith Yeshua. Thy way and thy doings have procured these things unto thee. This is thy wickedness, because it is bitter, because it reaches unto thine heart. My bowels, I am pained at my very heart. My heart maketh a noise in me. I cannot hold my peace, because thou hast heard, O my soul, the sound of the trumpet, the alarm of war. Destruction upon destruction is cried, for the whole land is spoiled. Suddenly are my tents spoiled, and my curtains in a moment. How long shall I see the standard and hear the sound of the trumpet? For my people is foolish. They have not known me. They are snotty children, and they have none understanding. They are wise to do evil, but to do good they have no knowledge. I beheld the earth, and lo, it was without form and void, and the heavens, and they had no light. I beheld the mountains, and lo, they trembled, and all the hills moved lightly. I beheld, and lo, there was no man, and all the birds of the heavens were fled. I beheld, and lo, the fruitful place was a wilderness, and all the cities thereof were broken down at the presence of the Yahshua, and by his fierce anger. Okay, that's in Jeremiah 9:10, talks about that. It says, for the mountains will I take up a weeping and a wailing, and for the habitations of the wilderness a lamentation, because they are burned up, so that none can pass through them. Neither can man hear the voice of the cattle, both the fowl of the heavens and the beast are fled, they are gone. And I will make Jerusalem heaps and a den of dragons, and I will make the cities of Judah desolate without an inhabitant. Who is a wise man that may understand this? And who is he unto whom the mouth of Yahshua has spoken, that he may declare it? For what the land perishes and is burned up like a wilderness, that none passes through. Okay. Hosea 14:5 talks about that. I believe we have a Hosea 14. See, and I will be as a dew unto Israel. He shall grow as a lily and cast forth his roots of Lebanon. His branches shall spread and his beauty shall be as the olive tree, and he shall smell as Lebanon. They that dwell under his shadow shall return. They shall revive as the corn and grow as the vine. The scent thereof shall be as the vine of Lebanon. That's Jeremiah 4. Jeremiah 4:27. It says, for thus saith Yahshua, for thus hath the Yahshua said, the whole land shall be desolate, yet will I not make a full end. For this shall the earth mourn, and the heavens above be black, because I have spoken it, I have purposed it, and I will not repent, neither will I turn back from it. The whole city shall flee, for the noise of the horsemen and bowmen. They shall go into thickets and climb up upon the rocks. Every city shall be forsaken, and not a man dwell therein. And when thou art spoiled, what wilt thou do? Though thou clothest thyself with crimson, though thou deckest thee with ornaments of gold, though thou rendest thy face with painting, in vain shalt thou make thyself fair. Thy lovers will despise thee, they will seek thy life. For I have heard a voice as of a woman in travail, and the anguish as of her soul that bringeth forth her first child, the voice of the daughter of Zion that bewaileth herself, that spreadeth her hand, saying, woe is me now, for my soul is wearied because of murderers. That's the end of Jeremiah chapter 4. What we just witnessed was that the destruction of all the wicked off the earth. Because Hosea 14, I give us a little different picture there. Verse 5, about for the righteous at the same time, because the righteous are going to have be protected. Let's go turn to it and read it if we can get there again. It says, let's read verse 4, Hosea 14. I will heal their backsliding, I will love them freely, for my anger is turned away from him. I will be as a dew unto Israel, He shall grow as a lily and cast forth his roots as Lebanon. Okay. His branches shall spread, and his beauty shall be as the olive tree, and his smell as Lebanon. They shall dwell under his shadow, shall return. They that dwell under his shadow shall return. They shall revive as the corn and grow as the vine. The scent thereof shall be as the wine of Lebanon. Ephraim shall say, what have I to do any more with idols? I have heard him and observed him. I am like a green fir tree. From me is thy fruit found. Who is wise, and he shall understand these things? Prudent, and he shall know them. For the ways of Yeshua are right, and the just shall walk in them, but the transgressors shall fall therein. Okay, there you have it right there. Jeremiah 4 gives you the story of the wicked and their end. It gives you the story, Hosea gives you the story of the righteous and their end. Because they're going to be separated from these wicked. Okay, Jeremiah chapter 5. Run you to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem, and see now, and know, and seek in the broad places thereof, if you can find a man, if there be any that executes judgment, that seeketh the truth, and I will pardon it. And though they say that Yeshua liveth, surely they swear falsely. O Yeshua, are not thine eyes upon the truth? Thou hast stricken them, but they have not grieved. Thou hast consumed them, but they have refused to receive correction. They have made their faces harder than a rock. They have refused to return. Therefore I said, surely these are poor. They are foolish, for they know not the way of Yeshua, nor the judgments of their Elohim. I will get me unto the great men, and will speak unto them, for they have known the way of Yeshua and the judgment of their Elohim. But these have altogether broken the yoke and burst the bond. Wherefore a lion out of the forest shall slay them, and a wolf of the evening shall spoil them. A leper shall watch over their city. Every one that goeth out thence shall be torn in pieces, because their transgressions are many and their backslidings are increased. How shall I pardon thee for this? Thy children have forsaken me, and I sworn by them that are no gods. When I had fed them to the full, they then committed adultery and assembled themselves by troops in the harvest houses. They have as fed horses in the morning. Everyone knees after his neighbor's wife. Shall I not visit for these things, saith Yeshua, and shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? Go ye up upon her walls and destroy her, but make not a full end. Take away her battlements, for they are not the Yeshua's. For the house of Israel and the house of Judah have dealt very treacherously against me, saith Yeshua. They have belied Yeshua and said, it is not he. Neither shall evil come upon us, neither shall we see sword nor famine. And the prophets shall become wind, and the word is not in them. This shall it be done unto them. Wherefore thus saith Yeshua, Elohim of hosts, Yeshua Messiah of hosts, because you speak this word, because I will make my words in thy mouth fire, and this people would, and it shall come to pass, though I will bring a nation upon you from far, O house of Israel, saith Yeshua, It is a mighty nation. It is an ancient nation, a nation whose language thou knowest not, neither understandest what they say. Their quiver is as an open sepulchre. They were all mighty men, and they shall eat up thine harvest and thy bread, which thy sons and thy daughters should eat. They shall eat up thy flocks and thine herds. They shall eat up thy vines and thy fig trees. They shall impoverish thy fenced cities, wherein thou trustest with the sword. Nevertheless, in those days, saith Yeshua, I will not make a full end with you. And it shall come to pass, and you shall say, wherefore doeth the Yeshua or Yahweh or Elohim all these things unto us? Then shalt thou answer them, like as you have forsaken me and served strange gods in your land, so shall you serve strangers in a land that is not yours. Because this is the house of Jacob, and publish it, declare this in the house of Jacob, and publish it in Judah, saying, hear now this, O foolish people, and without understanding, which have eyes and see not, which have ears and hear not. Fear ye not me, saith Yeshua, will ye not tremble at my presence? Which have placed the sand for the bound of the sea by a perpetual decree that it cannot pass it. And though the waves thereof toss themselves, yet can they not prevail. Though they roar, yet can they not pass over it. But this people hath a revolting and a rebellious heart. They are revolted and gone. Okay. Jeremiah 6:28 gives us a little insight on that as well. It says they are all grievous revolters, walking with slanders. They are brass and iron. They are all corruptors. That's bad. Jeremiah 5:24. Now they say they in their heart, let us now fear the Yeshua or Yahweh or Elohim that giveth rain, both the former and the latter rain. In his season, he reserves unto us the appointed weeks of the harvest. Your iniquities have turned away these things, and your sins have withholden good things from you. For among my people are found wicked men. They lay wait as he that set a snare, they set a trap, they catch men. As a cage is full of birds, so are their houses full of deceit. Therefore they are become great and waxen rich. They are waxen fat, they shine, yea, they overpass the deeds of the wicked. They judge not the cause of the fatherless, yet they prosper, and the right of the needy do they not judge. Shall I not visit for these things, saith Yeshua? Shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? A wonderful and horrible thing is committed in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule by their means, and my people love to have it so. And what will you do in the end thereof? Okay, Micah 2:11 gives us a cross reference on that last statement. We might go look at that. It says, if a man walking in the spirit and falsehood do lie, saying, I will prophesy unto thee of wine and of strong drink, he shall even be the prophet of this people. I will surely assemble, O Jacob, all of thee. I will surely gather the remnant of Israel. I will put them together as a sheep of Bozrah, as a flock in the midst of their foe. They shall make great noise by reason of the multitude of men. That's the end of Jeremiah chapter 5 now. Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 6. It says, you children of Benjamin, oh, you children of Benjamin, gather yourselves to flee out of the midst of Jerusalem. Okay, now it's talking about Benjamin here. That's the doorkeeper for Judah. They belong to the house of Judah. And blow the trumpet in Tekoa, and set up a sign of fire in Beth Hachurim, for evil appeareth out of the north, and a great destruction. I have likened the daughter of Zion unto a comely and delicate woman. The shepherds with their flocks shall come unto her. They shall pitch their tents against her round about. They shall feed every one in his place. Prepare ye war. Gather her. Arise, and let us go up at noon. Woe unto us, for the day goeth away. For the shadow of the evenings is stretched out. Arise, and let us go by night, and let us destroy her palaces. For thus hath the Yahshua of the host said, hew ye down trees, and cast them out against Jerusalem. This is a city to be visited. She is holy oppression in the midst of her. As a fountain casteth out her waters, so she casteth out her wickedness. Violence and spoil is heard in her. Before me continually is grief and wound. Be thou instructed, O Jerusalem, let my soul depart from thee, lest I make thee desolate, a land not inhabited. Thus saith Yahshua the host, they shall thoroughly glean the remnant of Israel as a vine. Turn back thine hand as a grape gatherer into the basket. To whom shall I speak and give warning, that they may hear? Behold, their ear is uncircumcised, and they cannot hearken. Behold, the word Yahshua is unto them a reproach. They have no delight in it. Therefore I am full of the fury of the Yahshua. I am weary with the holding in. I will pour it out upon the children abroad and upon the assembly of young men together. For even the husband with the wife shall be taken, the aged with him that is full of days. And their houses shall be turned unto others, with their fields and wives together. For I will stretch out my hand upon the inhabitants of the land, saith the Yahshua. For from the least of them, even unto the greatest of them, every one is given to covetousness. And from the prophet, even unto the priest, every one deals falsely. They have healed also the hurt of the daughter of my people, slightly saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? Nay, they were not at all ashamed, neither could they blush. Therefore they shall fall among them that fall at the time that I will visit them. And they shall be cast down, saith Yahshua. Thus saith Yahshua, stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old path. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. Also I set watchmen over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not hearken. Therefore hear the nations, and know, O congregation, what is among them. Hear, O Israel, I mean, O earth, behold, I will bring evil upon this people, even the fruit of their thoughts, because they have not hearkened unto my words, nor unto my law, but rejected it. To what purpose cometh there to me incense from Sheba, and the sweet cane from a far country? Your burnt offerings are not acceptable, nor your sacrifices sweet unto me. Therefore thus saith Yahshua, behold, I will lay stumbling blocks before this people, and the fathers and the sons together shall fall upon them. The neighbor and his friend shall perish. Thus saith Yahshua, behold, a people cometh from the north country, and a great nation shall be raised from the sides of the earth. They shall lay hold on bow and spear. They are cruel and have no mercy. Their voice roareth like the sea, and they ride upon horses, sit in array as men for war against thee, O daughter of Zion. We have heard the fame thereof, our hands wax feeble. Anguish hath taken hold of us, and pain as a woman in travail. Go not forth into the field, nor walk by the way, for the sword of the enemy and fear is on every side. O daughter of my people, gird thee with sackcloth, and wallow thyself in ashes. Gather thee mournings as for an only son. Most bitter lamentations for the spoiler shall suddenly come upon us. I have set thee for a tower and a fortress among my people, that thou mayest know and try their way. They are all grievous revolters, walking with slanders. They are brass and iron. They are all corruptors. The bellows are burned. The lead is consumed in the fire. The founder melteth in vain, for the wicked are not plucked away. Reprobate silver shall men call them, because Yahshua hath rejected them. This brings the close of our study this hour. Contact us at the 11th hour call. That's number 11. We're going to close now with a song.
I am flying for Yah, heard thy voice, and it told thou of love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. Draw me then in the blessed joy to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me then in the blessed joy to the precious bleeding side. Consecrate me now to the service, Yah, for the power of grace divine. Let my soul look up for the steadfast hope, and I will be lost in thine. Draw me then near blessed Yah, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me near, blessed Yah, to the precious bleeding side. For the pure delight of the single love that before that throne I stand. When I kneel in prayer and with thee, my Yah, our communion and with friends. Draw me near, blessed Yah, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me near, blessed Yah, to the precious bleeding side. There are depths of love that I can not know till I cross a narrow sea. There are heights of joy that I may not reach till I rest in peace with thee. Draw me near, please.